Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina is off tonight being a mogul, but Aaron and Victor are here with us. Welcome.
This is the off the rails crew.
We're completely off the rails.
Got a lot of texts about the last time we were together.
Oh, I got a lot of texts from someone named HR. Let's get into it.
Wow, let's start.
Do you guys remember when Tom Cruise scared the out of everyone on the Mission Impossible set? Here's a quick refresher.
I'm on the phone with every studio at night. We are creating thousands of jobs, I don't ever want to see it again.
Ooh, reminds me of my stepdad. Anyway, according to the LA Times, Tom's finally broken his silence on it. He reportedly told Empire Magazine, "I said what I said," and joked, "He's available for Zoom parties and kids' parties also, you know?" Sounds like a good opportunity, though.
I don't know why, but he's so hot every time I hear this recording.
Oh, my God.
Aaron
wow.
Aaron has
some real issues. But I was like, damn, Tom Cruise, you really enforcing that safety? You really care about us in this pandemic. And you know what? I get it. Because remember the time, early pandemic last year, when we were all like, will we have jobs? Will we ever return to a studio? What's going on? And then, you know, people were back on set and was not taken seriously, and Tom needed to lay it down. I loved it.
Tom sounds like a remnant of every Patterson Public School teacher. Like, every time I heard that in my hallway going to and from class every single day in grammar school, that exact high-pitched voice, the cursing, everything.
You know, everyone's got that, like, little thing that they do when they're really upset. Like, the thing that you know. Like, I think we all know our parents.
Oh,
my
yeah.
mom's is always, when she does the underbite, holy
you know. Know what's coming?
Pack your bags. You don't want to be there.
It's the nose flare. It's the, like, the tight lips and the nose flare is Bobby Lim, and you did not want to see it.
My mom's Puerto Rican, so it's when she grabs the broom. So I know. When she goes to get the broom, it's like, okay, I gotta go. I gotta run. This is it.
Do we love how unapologetic he is? Aaron does, for sure.
Of course.
I think he's reached a level in Hollywood where you respect what he's saying to you, and if you're a cast and crew on set, you're going to abide by the rules, or Tom Cruise is going to get you out of here.
What better way to traumatize your children than post about your orgasm? Courtney and Travis went full goop sharing a gift they got from Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a Smells Like Courtney's Orgasm candle. Would you want your room smelling like your mom's orgasm?
No, not if it had her name on it. Absolutely no. But these candles are great, by the way. The vagina one, awesome,
really?
Solid, highly recommend it. You guys would love it.
I don't know if I want a vagina candle in my home. Also, what does an orgasm smell like exactly?
Oh, you've never
Victor,
smelled
you've
one.
You've never had one, have you?
I don't know if I've ever put my nose in one.
Oh, that is so unfortunate for you.
I don't know if I've ever put my nose in one. I mean,
what do you do with your nose the whole time?
It's not.
Wow.
I don't know if I've ever been like, okay, this is happening, and I'm like, right.
Yeah, you got to take a moment.
I got to do a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got to bottle it up and sell it for a candle. Is what you're saying? Got it.
There's a bunch of women who love NFL right now watching this, being like, I can help you, Victor.
You need to smell something. You need your nose to put
DM
somewhere.
DM me your orgasm candles, please.
The crazy thing is to think about if your parents did get this and they put this in the house. The crazy thing is it would probably smell familiar because, you know, as a kid, you walked in seconds after something happened. They go, "What's up? How you guys doing?"
Don't even take us there.
That's gross. And it's always like a little hotter in that room. Like, why is it so hot in here?
Oh.
Like, why are the windows fogged up?
Oh, No, thank you. I don't want this one.
You walked in. No. You walked in on it happening.
No, I don't want to talk about it. This is not a therapy session, okay?
Anyway, this next one might be a stretch, but the Daily Mail claims Ben Affleck has a go-to move. Of course, the Daily Mail knows these things. They say he likes taking women to his getaway in Montana. First, he did it with Jen Garner, then Playboy model Shauna Sexton, and now J-Lo. Would you be pissed if your partner took you to the same place as virtually all of your exes?
I mean, it sounds like it's kind of his only option. It's like, yo, I got this one crib, and it's in Montana, and if you want to cruise on over, you're coming. By the way, every other lady's been there. It's kind of normal.
It actually is. I was just
it's very normal.
It's just his crib. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, is this the honey home, the honeycomb hideout is what it is? Like, if it's just going to keep inviting chicks. It's what it is. It's different when it's like a restaurant that you've been to with one girl and now you bring, and like she put you on to that restaurant and now you bring all your other girls.
Yeah, that's
a different move. That's a different move.
I do the same thing probably on most of my first dates. It'll be like, hey, let's go out to like one of the three restaurants I love or I'll cook. And it's always.
Really?
Yeah.
See, if I'm in a new relationship, I'm not trying to go to any restaurant that I used to go to with my ex. If we were regulars there, you're not seeing me anymore. I'm
That's
creating
so
a new
but
space.
Even after a while, you're dating this person for a while, you want to go back, you're craving that ribeye from
Yo,
that place.
No, I'm going to Postmate it in private so I don't run the risk of running into you.
Oh, so you don't want to run into the ex?
Not really. And I also don't want to run into the old waiters who's like, hey, how are you? Where's the other?
It depends on the girl I'm with. If I'm like really feeling myself and I think she's stunning, I'll go exactly where I think my ex is. I will use location tracking.
You are such
I will go
a
to her favorite restaurant, a restaurant I don't even like, and I'll just be like, oh, this is J-Lo. But if I'm with someone I'm like, this is just like, I'm not feeling this. I say, hey, we should do something in my backyard.
Yeah. It's tricky for me, too, because I'm the kind of guy that has, like, a little bit of a type. So when I go, let's say I'm on a date with a new girl and we go to the same spot and they confuse her for the old girl.
Yeah, see, that's the worst.
And then I want to go homer in the bushes at that point and just fall back.
Yeah, because you also have the thing where, like, waiters don't recognize me. That's just not my audience, you know? Like, I have, like, little kids from Sugar Rush, and then I have... you know, 45 to 60-year-old women from E.
Great demo, by the way. The range
amazing
is spectacular.
Anyway, wow. Fans of Harry Styles are losing their minds right now. They think he dropped his British accent and replaced it with an American one, and it's all because of his Brit Awards speech. Take a listen.
I just continue to be baffled by moments like this, and... they make me more and more incredibly grateful to be able to get to do this job every day. And I'm really happy to be here and proud to be celebrating British music tonight. I want to thank my fans for being so generous to me always. And everyone in my life who has my back, thank you so much. I love you.
What's going on?
I can listen to him talk forever. Why does he do these things to me?
Imagine if he was just demeaning you and berating you for something you did on set.
I don't even want to tell you what that would do to me. But I still hear the accent. Like, what are you guys talking about?
It's kind of not there. There's Job, like, there's a couple words that are there, but the entirety of it definitely sounded like a dude from Michigan or something like that.
It sounded like a dude from Michigan pretending to do a British accent. Because exactly. He would say, like, generous, proud. Those are words he did super American. He's like, proud. It was almost like Texan.
Well, maybe he's, like, gone method for a role or something, and it's really hard for him to, like, get out of it.
Look at you giving him the benefit.
I'm giving him the benefit. And also, he sounds like he's been smoking a little too many cigarettes, so maybe that did something to his accent.
That sniffle halfway through that thing was legend. He was like, bro, easy.
No shame.
Easy on this.
Forever
hot. There's some people watching this who know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have to take a break, but coming up, hold on to your cones. A horrifying ice cream emergency is landing someone in the hospital. Somebody call 911 is next. Woo!
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS or play online via Facebook games.
Yeah! Welcome back. You might not have been stabbed at a family gathering, but you know that the potential is there, always. And thanks to TV's most f***ed up medical shows, we can handle that emergency and more. It's time for Somebody Call 911. If you've missed out on this season of 911 Lone Star, it's just as messed up as ever. And this episode gives new meaning to ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Jammed.
No worries. I know how to fix this.
It's a terrible idea.
It's entropy, baby. Ow! I'm stuck. I think the scooper's stuck in the blade.
Okay, I got you, okay? I'm gonna push the blade back.
Okay. Ow, can you get loose?
No, it's crushing me.
Now?
That was so
good. Six members just giggling over there.
I have chills and I wasn't even watching. I just had to hear the screams and I knew.
Erin did do one of these midway through and she missed the best part where the little girl's arm gets sucked into the thing.
Oh my God.
Like, my first inkling isn't like, let me put my arm in here and try to get this out. Like, that's not my first thing to do. My first thing is like, let me call the makers. Is there a number on the back?
It's the name of the show. Call 911.
Exactly.
Oh, I guess they don't know they're on the show yet.
Yeah,
they find out afterwards.
That's what
See,
it is.
See, look, if I'm working at Frosty Freeze and it's a Wednesday afternoon and I'm in high school, I'm like, bro, I'm sorry. We're just not selling that Frosty anymore. Yeah. Like, you're not going to get it.
Strawberry, bro? Because unless you vanilla's out of commission.
Exactly.
If you saw that,
ooh,
but then they said, hey, the other ice cream machine works. Do you
After
still
witnessing all of that transpire?
That's the time when you would need it most.
I'm mortified.
You just saw something f***ed up. What better way to calm your nerves than with a little vanilla swirl? And what's your favorite type of ice cream, just so I know?
It's chocolate. Definitely not vanilla with blood.
Like a little strawberry drizzle on mine. Over on the original 911, a mommy blogger threw a big birthday party for her kid, but pin the tail on the donkey didn't go as planned.
And now for a party favorite, pin the tail on the donkey.
This game is a classic that is guaranteed to keep the kids having fun. Come on, guys, try it.
I hate this stupid party.
Jumping on the trampoline and a spring flew off.
Okay.
And it almost killed me.
All right, let's see what we got. Looks like she's pinned to the wall in two places.
I guess she said it almost killed me. It's like, you're not out of the woods yet, sweetheart. You could still die.
Oh, is this wow. Final Destination 7?
I like, know.
What is this? Why have I not been watching this, obviously?
You like this stuff?
A little bit.
Yeah.
How rusty is this trampoline, though?
Like, oh, my God. It's as rusty as all the trampolines I jumped on growing up. Like, this, I am surprised this didn't happen to me. Could you imagine if that was our moms, though? One.
Oh, my God.
Coming at you hard. Got the nose flare. As soon as my hand's out of this wall.
You're done.
No, my mother literally would be like, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to f*** you up. She'd be yelling that from the wall as she's pinned.
Yeah, that mom was like, my little kiddo. Such a goofball, huh?
No, I'd literally run away.
Anyway, medical shows also take on important issues like thruples, fourples, and fivepulls. NBC's New Amsterdam recently showed us why a poly lifestyle can get complicated.
Niall, is the oxygen helping?
I'm pretty sure that's your call.
He never takes anything seriously.
That's why she loves me.
I'm looking for Niall Fincannon.
Niall's my patient. How can I help?
I'm his boyfriend.
Michael.
Hey, baby.
My boyfriend was brought in?
Niall?
How'd you know?
Follow me. Which one of you is his medical proxy? Okay, I need to do a lung biopsy now. Who can legally sign off on that? His wife.
He's married?
To someone else? Listen to me. Niall could die if we don't figure out what's really happening, all right? Now, who's got the wife's number?
Wow.
Obviously, none of them give a shit about the wife. She's like the worst one in the crew.
Why is she not even there yet? All the boyfriends and girlfriends are there, but the wife is like the last to arrive.
Honestly, this is you if you go to the hospital, Victor.
He's actually living the dream. I mean, this is a situation that I would love to find myself in. Although one of them need to sign the paperwork. Let's be very clear.
I mean,
open me up, okay?
Yeah, it's the wife that led him to this situation, basically. He's like, you know what? I need to just try something new. Five things new.
Yeah. It's kind of it's a cool lifestyle. You wouldn't be into it.
Hell no. I am not that generous and selfless. I cannot share, not even with one person, but with all of these people. No.
He's a pretty diverse lover, you know? Like, it's. Unlike Victor would all be women who look like sisters.
Sister wives. You would literally have sister wives.
Wait, are you all related?
We have to take another break, but coming up, an Australian woman goes into surgery and comes out Irish. I don't know. See how she lost more than her tonsils next. Welcome back. This is the segment that will make you question my browser history. Don't worry, it's all work related. Who's ready for a dose of Soch?
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. This story is making us question even minor surgeries now. A woman had her tonsils removed and the next day woke up with an Irish accent. Here's the thing, she's not Irish.
I woke up with an Irish accent and I've never been to Ireland before. I spent the whole day yesterday freaking out about why this is happening to me, and I went to the hospital and I also called my specialist and asked them why this is happening, and they couldn't provide any answers.
I don't know if she fooled our producers or if we know that this is obviously fake.
No, Hunter, this is real, and my heart is broken for her because she's gonna have to have that luck of the Irish accent for probably the rest of her life.
Stop it.
What Disney movie did you see that makes you think that this happens in real life?
It's called foreign accent syndrome, and I fully researched it. And sometimes something happens where maybe she had a stroke when she went and had that operation, or something happened with her brain and it got rewired and it changes the way she speaks, and it just so happens to sound Irish. She didn't even get like a cool.
Not the worst thing in the world, though. Just switch it up. Now you got a whole new fan base that you can tap into, a whole new group of friends that you can just barge in on, probably in conversation, and blend right in.
Imagine if you just woke up and you don't sound the same anymore.
Yeah, I would call my therapist and be like, "Hey, I'm lying again for views." Anyway, this next story was posted on Six Brown Chicks, one of our favorite accounts. An out of work Insta baddie placed an ad looking for a cozy place to stay. But here's the catch: she won't be paying rent. Instead, she'll be doing the dishes, providing a fun, cool vibe. It has this list of rules. One, must be all female housemates, vegans only, no murderers, ideally music friendly because she's a master of the drums, and no noise after 10 p.m. Victor, should she be making so many demands? And two, do you have room for her?
I absolutely have room for her. This also sounds like the criteria for me to live in the Airbnb that I'm staying in, which is crazy. Just all female house guests, nobody else. But like, you gotta pay some of the bills, though. You can't just be in here rent-free. You gotta be able to.
Especially if you're making all the rules.
Yeah, you gotta contribute.
She comes with a fun vibe, and she even closed it with cowabunga. So.
But also, washing dishes doesn't qualify as a fun vibe. That's not part of the vibe that I want.
Also, who denoted her as an Insta baddie? Like, we don't even have a photo of this Insta baddie, because that would dictate whether or not she can stay in a lot of places.
She might be able to stay for free.
Honestly, actually, I was catching a vibe reading it, and I think she's a pretty cool down-ass chick that either of you could maybe date, but she sounds a little too cool.
Also, she might be too cool for me, but I don't think there's women out there too cool for Victor.
I don't know. Cowabunga, baby.
Okay, well, finally, we've covered some pretty wild life hacks on this show, but this one is really cheesy and perfect for lovers of Greek salad.
Get your feta cheese crumbles. Get his shoes. Slide that feta cheese to the tip of the shoes. Once he puts on his socks and shoes, he's not gonna smell it yet. Mm-mm. Nope. The only thing that's gonna activate that really nasty smell is him when his feet start to sweat and move around in there. And he takes off his shoes and he comes home and he's like, "Why do my shoes and socks smell so bad? Where were you that you took off your shoes?"
This is like, if we're looking at levels of toxicity, this is right at the top. Because you thought this through, you went above and beyond. You might have trial and errored this thing once or twice.
Damaged property in the process.
It's a lot going on.
I mean, I'm not wearing those socks again. I'm not washing those.
No, it's done. Luckily, I have a lot of shoes. So like,
yeah, how many pairs of shoes do you have? Because I've heard rumors. How many pairs of shoes do you
name
have?
The
I did a count when I was moving and I gave a bunch away and did the whole thing. I have roughly like 450 pairs of shoes.
Jeez.
And they're all just sitting in my garage right now.
So like, you can afford the feta in the shoes.
By the way, she's going to have to buy 43 pounds of feta and put them in all the. Because you don't know which ones I'm going to wear. So now you're depleted your bank account on feta cheese and now they're all in my shoes.
Have you ever been toxic with a partner trying to find out some?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do? Tell me the craziest one. Don't lie.
Oh, my gosh. I think I've faked an AIM screen name before, trying to pretend I was, like, some
what
really hot girl.
What was the name?
I was in high school.
What was the name? Tell us your AIM
name. I really wish I do remember the AIM name, but I think there was a MySpace page that went to it. Wow. There was a whole thing, like, trying to catch my cheating boy. And I caught him. Let me tell you, great detective.
How did you catch him though? What was the?
He started flirting and wanted to meet up, and I was like, "Hold the phone! This is Aaron. This is me."
You've been fooled. This isn't blonde bimbo 69. It's your girlfriend, Aaron Lim.
Yeah.
But that's when you go, "Yeah, duh, babe. I knew it was you the whole time. Like, I know your energy. Like, you
and
didn't tell me about
flip
the
flip it on us, and you'd be like, you're the crazy
Victor,
one.
You're bad.
No.
See, these are the life hacks the men need. See that? That's a life hack. If you get caught, babe, I knew it was you the whole time. You're the only one that uses the firecracker emoji. Like,
Let's change the
this
name.
This is why you women, you have driven us to this point where we are making fake AIM names, and then you tell us that we're the crazy ones, but you're the ones that are cheating and trying to go. I'm done.
All right, well, we are out of time, but we're not out of shows. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. So hit season pass on your DVR so you don't miss a thing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.